Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
We're so absolute that Joe's own party now wants him to throw in the towel and surrender the presidency after a single 90-minute performance.
Former President Trump reveling in the mounting turmoil surrounding President Biden's campaign as he returned to the campaign trail in Doral. Covering it is Fox's Evan Brown, and we heard your reporting this morning. And there were a handful of people who openly admitted that they were still on the fence leading into the debate who now are throwing their weight and planning to vote for former President Trump, Evan.
Yeah, good morning. I spoke to a couple of people, just, you know, random people walking around at the Trump National Golf Course in Doral, who had come to see the former president speak. And that, yes, up until a couple of weeks ago, they might not have had their mind made up, or and one woman I spoke to didn't even really consider herself political, but she happened to watch the debate and she was very upset or even scared, she said. By the performance of President Biden, and that just sort of said, oh my goodness, we can't have this person here. So this is what drew her to come to a political rally for the first time, and she happens to be an immigrant from Europe, and this would be her first election that she'll be voting in the U.S. as a citizen. So a very big mixed crowd, African American crowd, certainly a large Hispanic Latino crowd in Doral, and certainly you would not be wrong to say tens of thousands of people were there. Right. I don't have a complete crowd count, but it was quite a large crowd.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio was there, and kind of an opening act. While Trump stopped short of naming a running mate, he's certainly the king of self-promotion and promoting the potential of Rubio. Is there a sense of inevitability from those in support there that Rubio is going to be his pick, or at least is going to be given a very close look before next week?
Well, Senator Rubio got some big cheers last night, and yes, the former president did, ever the showman, said, you know, everyone here, Marco, thinks that you'd make a great vice presidential pick, and there were cheers and whatnot. I suspect that Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio is going to get the same treatment, I think, is later this week at a rally in Western PA. So, but this is typical and classic Trump, you know, to kind of, whet the appetite of the crowd. Obviously, next week is the Republican National Convention. We're going to know certainly by then who his running mate would be. But still, he knows how to keep your attention and keep you watching.
Indeed. You've been planted in South Florida for so long, my friend. And I do wonder if there's an expectation that the kind of support that DeSantis got in the gubernatorial reelection bid a couple of years ago is going to translate come this fall for former President Trump as well.
I think that it will. You know, the Republican machine that has been built out in this state over the past few years has been really something that most Republicans around the country haven't seen, and it's sort of been kind of the envy. They have done us a fantastic job of getting out there and registering voters, especially those who have come to Florida in the past few years, usually from the Northeast, and all of them escaping COVID lockdowns and whatnot. And when they do this, they knock on doors, and you know, they tell people, you know, don't vote the way you did back then if you don't like those policies and you escape to come down here. That led to all those efforts led to Republicans out registering Democrats for the first time here in Florida. And I suspect that, yes, coupling that with the former president's general popularity that he has here, he's going to do well in this state. This is not a purple state anymore. I think that's quite evident.
Indeed. Fox's Evan Brown, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024.